I tossed a few grams of fentanyl to an envelope because after careful consideration, this is what I deemed to be my preferred method for shipping drugs, USPS and shit. I said, why did she do it? Why do you think? Because the little hoe is fucking nuts. Why else would someone bite a cop's scalp? I've never even heard of such a thing. Like 10 times 2, biting actual scalp. Because he didn't let her into a fucking what? What do they call those? What is it? Needle and thread on karaoke night? Yeah, can you lick this one for me? We only have half a dozen envelopes left. Almost there, Chauncey Billups said, but there's fentanyl in that. I said, sure, in the envelope. The fentanyl is in the envelope, but it's fucking deep in it. Licking the outside won't do shit, believe me. He said, then maybe. Why don't you do it then? I said, I mean, have you not seen me lick like 70 of these fucking things, Chauncey? I've licked more fentanyl envelopes than I've licked Clint, because I'm running this fucking operation, that's why. He said, nah, you're right. I said, what are you doing without this gig, Chauncey? He said, what do you mean? I said, for work, for money and shit, please tell me, what would you do if, hypothetically, if you didn't lick this fucking stand for me? He said, I said, you're working a Speedway up the street over a retail outlet, stocking shine collectors or some shit. Always remember that. Anyway, like I was saying, this bitch, she's out of her fucking mind, biting cop scalps, trying to go to karaoke night, and needle and thread, and literally pissing a police officer's scalp because he doesn't let her in. We can't have this type of heat around us, Chauncey. You know what I mean? I know you get that. He said, nah, I hear you, rah. I said, yeah, exactly. He said, but, what am I supposed to do? He licked the envelope with the reticence of a small child. He said, what am I, like breaking up with her? I said, yes you are. Break it off with the bitch. You can do better anyway. There's plenty of other human hole out there. Believe me, she posts toe pics on Instagram anyway. It's grotesque. I hate toes. Plus, I don't need Providence PD anywhere near this operation. I have enough shit up my ass as it is. He said, well, I don't know, right? I mean, I said, what don't you know? He said, I don't know if she'll let me. I said, if she'll let you, are you fucking what is she'll? He said, you know how she is, Rashid. You know exactly how she is. What am I supposed to say? I said that things aren't working, that it's not her, it's you, that you wish her the best, that you had a great run, you know, shit like that. Tell her you have syphilis or some shit, just found out that she should get tested. He said, but right now, like, is this the best timing? I mean, because I'm just thinking, she just fucking posted bail and shit, is not necessarily the best. I said, the right time, yes, it absolutely is the right time, dude. Let me put it to you this way. Let's say this girl goes batshit fucking crazy again, throws her toe up some deputy's asshole or some shit, posts the whole thing on Snapchat, TikTok, and IG. Then what? Then she's even more fucked. Cops are gonna pester her. Sticking your big toe up a detective's asshole is a felony offense, miss. Did you know that? As a repeat offender, that's what they'll say. Now sure, maybe she can dick suck her way out like she probably did this time, but what if she can't? What if for once in her life she's actually faced with the prospect of actually taking responsibility for her action? What is she gonna do? What else does she have that a cop might want? He said, pussy lips. I said, information, Chauncey. You, that's what she has. You and your fentanyl trafficking. And via you, she has me. Pussy lips aside, dick sucks put on the back burner. I can't. I cannot take that risk, Chauncey. I simply will not. You understand me? I've spent years at this shit, building up contacts in USPS and the CCP, getting the finest fucking fentanyl, acquainting myself with every strain of fentanyl known to man, learning the postal routes like a fucking human Google map. You think that was easy? No. I'm not gonna have a needle and threads karaoke night fuck me in my ass now, not after all this. He said, nah, I get it. I said, now where's Eldon? He said, Eldon? I said, Eldon. He's supposed to be here to pick up these envelopes at, what time is it? 9:47 now? I told him to be here at 9:45, the latest. What the fuck? He said, you know Eldon, man. He'll be here at 10:11, 10:22 or some shit. I said, ugh, God, you know, it's just so hard to find good help these days. You fucking know that. You work your whole life to become an expert at something, to actually rise to the top of your field. You put in the work, more work than anyone else, and then your reward is to be surrounded by just utter incompetence at every fucking turn. Absolutely fucking ridiculous, man. Chauncey said, plus, there's another thing with him. I said, what other thing? He said, wait, do you follow him on Twitter? I said, who? Eldon, he said, the whole MH370 thing. I said, let me see here. I slowly scrolled through my follows, noticing a few people had unfollowed me, get hit unfollow on their accounts in reciprocation. I said, no, I don't think. Why, what's up with, I mean, the fuck does Eldon's Twitter have to do with my fentanyl envelopes being picked up at 9:45, the latest? Chauncey said, nah, he's like breaking the whole MH370 case wide open. I said, the fuck is MH360? He said, 370. I remember that whole, the whole Malaysian plane that disappeared into thin fucking air. I said, like 10 years ago or some shit, right? He said, yeah, like into, I said, the Indian Ocean and shit, blah, blah, or fucking Russia. I watched the whole Netflix documentary, not that compelling. So what? Eldon tweets about conspiracy theories now, who doesn't? How is this relevant? My fucking grandma thinks Trump is sword fighting pedophiles in the CIA. This shit, honestly, is like actually mainstream at this point. He said, no, but Eldon is like the dude, bro. He's finally risen behind his general commentary to become an entire micro celebrity. He's become a literal fixture in the MH370 scene. There's like videos with orbs and shit. People fucking, they think this shit was like teleported. I said, teleported? I scrolled his feed. I said, what the fuck is this? I showed John C a post. He said, what is he? He's posting on Twitter. He's telling people that he's calling the FBI about MH370, about this missing Malaysian plane. Did he really do that? Voluntarily call the feds and self-identify? Damn, he does have quite a few followers. And why the fuck is he using his real name on Twitter? He said he's up to like 10k followers or some shit. I said, who the fuck, who uses their government name on twitter.com? This is actually an outrage. I almost feel like it's an affront to my character that he would use his real name on social media and then have the audacity to drug run for me. Oh, here he is. Eldon entered my house and poured himself a cup of espresso without saying hello to either Chauncey or myself. I said, hello, Mr. Campbell? Eldon said, oh hey, what's up, Rashid? The envelope's ready? I said, first of all, it's fucking what? It's 9:54. You're 9 minutes late. He said, yeah, true. My bad. Hit some traffic on the old smoke shop on Branch. The guy got killed outside a summer or two ago. Yeah, where that? He made the whole vigil and shit? That vigil? Man, it's kind of shit, bro. I said, no, let's put that to the side. He said, yeah, it's depressing, dude, to even think about. I said, no, I mean the 9 minutes. But no. Yeah, I get it. I remember that kid. Sad. No, it was sad. It's depressing. Senseless, silence, violence and shit. But no. Fuck is this, man? He said, aha, you follow me on Twitter now, bro? Hell yeah, dude. You gotta join the movement. I'm blowing the fuck up. It's finally time we expose this government for what it is. An illegal entity that's hiding next-gen technology from the general public, bro. Dude, fucking next-gen tech. Teleportation and shit. High-level orbs. Fucking disappeared planes and whatnot. We could even get off fossil fuels by end of year. There's actually no doubt in my mind. This is what my subreddit is dedicated to exposing, Ra. You should really familiarize yourself with some of the more recent literature I've dispersed. I said, Eldon, what are we doing here? He said, like here? I said, yeah. I mean, like here, right now in this room. He said, drinking? Espresso? I said, anything else? He said, I said, are there any envelopes filled with fentanyl that, I don't know, is there any fentanyl here that I'm having you transport across state lines? He said, oh, that, yeah, I mean, I didn't know if you wanted to be like, say it out loud, can never be too careful, bro, wires and shit. I said, oh, right, wires, of course, feds be watching. Get your fucking, what are you doing again? He said, I'm exposing the, I said, you're fucking calling the goddamn FBI and posting about it on your government name Twitter for clout and then coming over my house, Eldon. That's what you're doing. You're alerting the federal authorities to your identity and then entering my domicile and fucking taking my fentanyl across state lines. He said, Rashid, they don't real fucking track me like that. I said, get the fuck out of here. I glared at him at this point. I said, yeah, finish the espresso and get the fuck out now. No, actually, fuck that. Give me that espresso. Yeah, hand it to me. I'm gonna finish that. I could use a jolt. I turned back to Chauncey. I said, Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ, man. The fuck? Chauncey said, yeah, in retrospect, I think that's the right move. You know, going a different direction with the whole Eldon thing. I said, now let's get back to this whole business with the needle and thread. By the way, have you been to their karaoke night? He said, it's really top notch. I said, it's actually unbelievable. He said, so much talent. I said, saw a guy sing titties last night there and it knocked my fucking cock off. I fucking hate that song. Think I fucking killed it. If I had a digital version of that performance, no fucking lie, I'd listen to it every fucking day. But yeah, this broad, what are we gonna do with her? You gotta let her loose, Chauncey. I think that's the only move here. He said, I don't. I said, you're killing me, Chauncey. Chauncey, you're killing me over here. I'm trying. I'm really trying. Really trying to run an interstate drug trafficking operation via USPS with one of the deadliest drugs on the fucking contemporary market, bro. You're killing me, bro. He said, bro. I said, yes. He said, what if? What if maybe Eldon is onto something? I said, Eldon is a conspiracy theorist now, Chauncey. With all due respect, I think his drug dealing days are now behind him. And I think it's best if we both move on. He said, what if that MH370 shit, those orbs shit, could they teleport fentanyl? I said, across state lines? He said, dude, I'd imagine those orbs could probably. I mean, if they could take a whole fucking plane. I said, you know what? That's actually not the worst idea I've heard today, because USPS, it really has been going downhill precipitously. I just blocked him on Twitter, though. Should we maybe give him a call? See if he already left. Thank you.